Awake, 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 January 24, 1907. The time in which we live has a peculiar importance. Countries hitherto closed to the gospel are opening their doors and are pleading for the word of God to be explained to them. Kings and princes will open their long closed gates, inviting the heralds of the cross to enter. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Can the Christian who has the world for his field fold his hands in idleness and leave the sheaves ungathered? Eternity alone will reveal the results of well-directed efforts put forth now. Let every family who claims to believe the third angel's message put forth earnest, untiring efforts to proclaim the truth. My sisters, do not spend your money needlessly for dress, but dress plainly. Fathers and mothers, educate your children to dress inexpensively. Teach them to save their pennies for missionary work. Let every member of the family practice self-denial. Christ is our example. He was the Prince of Glory, but he had such an interest in our world that he left his riches and came to this earth to live a life that should be an example to rich and poor alike. He taught that all should come together in love and unity to work as he worked, to sacrifice as he sacrificed, and to love as children of God. My brethren and sisters, you must be willing to be converted yourselves in order to practice the self-denial of Christ. Dress plainly and neatly. Spend as little as possible upon yourselves. Keep in your homes a self-denial box into which you can put the money saved by little acts of self-denial. Day by day, gain a clearer understanding of the Word of God and improve every opportunity to impart the knowledge you have gained. Do not become weary in well-doing, for God is constantly imparting to you the great blessing of His gift to the world. Cooperate with the Lord Jesus, and He will teach you the priceless lessons of His love. Time is short. In due season, when time shall be no longer, you will receive your reward. From many places, calls are coming for ministers, for teachers, for physicians to carry on the work in sanitariums. But we have not the trained workers to send. We have sanitariums, but we need more of these institutions in various places. We need schools that will be self-supporting, and this can be if teachers and students will be helpful, industrious, and economical. There is no need for debts to accumulate on our schools, and the old debts should be cleared away. Sacrifices must be made on every hand. We must devise and plan and labor to the utmost to be thrifty and economical. Signed, Ellen G. White.